We had started last time Simin Reish Chav Gimel. We did Sif Aleph. We're going to go through it again quickly and just touch up some things, and then we'll go on to Sif Beis. Yolda, so we're in Reish Chav Gimel Aleph. Yolda Ishto Zacha Mevarech Hatov Ameitiv. If his wife gives birth to a baby boy, he says a bracha of Hatov Ameitiv. V'gamhi Tzricha Levarachin, and his wife also has to make that bracha. And what?
I don't know if she makes it also, or that's the mechaber.
She's supposed to make the bracha also. Now, we already discussed the yisoy that comes out of the Bavli. I saw over Yontif that the Gra brings down a very fascinating Rishalmi. But let's start. The Bavli, like we said over before Yontif, is that when I have my own personal hana'ah, I bought a suit, I bought a hat, I say Shechianu. I buy something that for the family, so that's a tov ametiv. So the Gemara asks a baby boy, why is that for the family? So the Gemara says, no, because the husband and wife are both, the mother and the father are both enjoying their baby. And therefore they say, Hatov Ameitiv. And each one, you might think that when we're all enjoying something, we all bought something, we buy a yacht together, five families. So you might say, okay, one person says the bracha for everybody. No, everybody's a part owner of that yacht, everyone's enjoying that yacht, everyone says their own Hatov Ameitiv. It could be one person can be motzi the others, that could be. Like in any time, you make a motzi for you also, but everyone's supposed to make the bracha of Hatov Ameitiv, those who are nana. Hagah note, says the Ramah, v'meisa ishto b'lidita mevarach shechiyanu. So this we said over, is the Rashba says that when one has a baby boy, the bracha is shechiyanu. The poskim, the farshim all ask, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says to make a Hatov Ameitiv. How could the Rashba go against the Gemara? So there's a bunch of answers. The Darkei Moshe himself gives three answers. But here in the Ramah, he brings down, I believe it's the middle answer. He says, if we're talking, when is it going to be a Shechianu? If only one of them is left, one of them died. So Hatov Ameitiv is the father and the mother both enjoying the baby. But, God forbid, one of them dies, the woman dies in childbirth, the father dies before the baby's born, so then it's only one person getting hana, so it reverts back to a shechianu. And that's what wants to claim the Rashba saying, even though the Rashba doesn't seem to give any indication that that's what he means, but fine. Hagah. So the father's going to say shechianu. There's no one else enjoying the tov. Also, if the father dies before the baby's born, he mevarecha shechianu, and there the Ramah spells it out for us. That's how I understand the Rashba, says the Ramah. So in this situation, God forbid, there's really two brachas to be made. One is on the death of his wife. That's a Dayan HaEmes. We learned in Simin Reish Chaf Beis, I think. Al Shmuos Ra'os, a person says Dayan HaEmes. We're going to get more into it now, Reish Chaf Gimel. So he has a bracha to say on the death of his wife, Lo Aleinu. He has a bracha to say on the birth of his son. Mishaber Sif Katan Vav, we did not do this last time. Mevarach, well maybe we did, I don't remember. Mevarach Shechiyano Aleidas HaBen. Ela, Shemitchila Tzach Lahakdim Mevarach Dayan HaEmes Al Misasa. He first has to say Dayan HaEmes on the death of his wife. So why should Dayan HaEmes come before Hatov HaMeitiv? The Birkas Dayan HaEmes Hi Chova Kedil El Reish Chav Beis Gimel. The bracha of Dayan HaEmes is an obligatory bracha. Ubracha zude shechianu, yesh omrim shein ela rishus ukidilakame, and the bracha of shechianu, some say is only an optional bracha. And therefore, if one is faced with two brachas, the mandatory bracha comes before the optional bracha. And that is a very good, leads us in very nicely to the last line of the Ramah. The last line of the Ramah, Reish Chav Gimel Aleph says, the Yesha Kazva Shenogu Lahokel Bebracha Zu, She'ina Chova El Rishus. There are those that wrote to be Mekel, and not to say this bracha because it's not obligatory, it's only optional. It's a rishus, not a chova. Umizen nispashet, and from that has spread out shirabi mekilim be'ela brachos. Now many do not make the brachos listed in this siman. So we're going to learn more about Shechianu in the coming week. So basically, the story is like this. There's three Shechianus. The Gemara in Erevin daf Mem Amud Beis asks Akasha on different Yamim Tovim to say Shechianu. The Gemara, what comes out of that Gemara is that Shechianu on a Yontif. A Yontif is something that comes. What's the Shechianu bracha? The Hashem enables Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Thank God I was zeicher to reach another Shavuos. Okay? Shavuot only comes once a year. Pesach comes once a year. Sukkot comes once a year. Thank God I was zocha to live to another Shavuot. It's something that comes mizman, mizman from time to time. The bracha of Shechianu, that I was zocha to live to this time, to this Shavuot, is very appropriate. Right? That is an obligatory bracha. That's the bracha we say Kiddush. Some women say by candlelighting. Some women don't say by candlelighting. Fine. Not our sugya for now. So the bracha on Yomim Tovim that comes mizman lezman, that Shechianu is a chiyuv. Then the Gemara over there, yes, Akasha is trying to answer from the, what we call the new fruit. We say Shechianu on a new fruit. The Gemara over there says black on white. Shechianu on a new fruit is a reshus. It is an optional bracha. Now the question is, what about Shechianu on a new suit, on a new hat? Is that optional or mandatory? Is that a reshus or that's a chova? That's a discussion. So it's a machlokes and it's a discussion. So here the Ramah says, Yeshe kasvu, sheno gulaka b'bracha zu, she'ein a chova, el reshus, and many are mekel. I believe, and I don't have here, the Darkei Moshe over here, the Ramah first wrote the Darkei Moshe on the tour of the Beit Yosef. The Darkei Moshe here doesn't sound like, you know, he's not so, he says the same thing, but he's not so cool about it. Okay, there's a Rav Shiragon in Tosis. Tosis brings down a Rav Shiragon. It says like this, even though Mitzvah's a Rashbo, it's mashma, like Rav Shiragon, that these brachos are not obligatory. Mikomokom yesh linhog levarach alem kedivri haposkin desvira lehu shehein chova. Mikomokom hameka bebrachos makom shumachlokes lo hifsin. Okay, it's deeper than we need to get into, but the Darkei Moshe holds, even though it's optional, it's something that you really should do. Yesh linhog levarach alem. Even though the pashtus he wants to say is that it's optional, you should still make these Shechianu brachos. Okay, so that's what the Ramah means over here. Yeshikasi shenagul l'haka b'brachazu, that they're optional. And let's go back now to Mishmar Sif Katan Vav. Now, Hashem Yirachim, lo aleinu, his wife dies in childbirth. He has a bracha of Shechianu to say and a bracha of Dayana Emes. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Dayana Emes comes first because that bracha is mandatory. And the bracha of Shechianu, Yesh Omrim, She'ena El Rishus. Some say it's only optional, as the Ramah goes on to say. And therefore, mandatory before optional, the Dayana Emes before the Shechianu. Continuing along, of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Zayin, that there are those that are makel in this bracha, perish, bebirka shechianu, mipnei shehi rak rishus. This bracha is optional. Why? Sheiker birka shechianu nitken adaber habo mizman lezman kemo adim v'chadome. The iker bracha of shechianu is something that comes from time to time, like a yantif, not buying a new suit. Many are lenient with all these brachas. However, the emes is ain't no nachon. It's not proper. It says in the Gemara that the new fruit is optional. But to now extend that to the new suit, who says that the new suit is also optional? So that he's not so excited about. I think even the new fruit, okay, we're not up to the new fruit yet. I think even the new fruit, he's going to recommend saying that bracha, even though it's optional. An opportunity to thank Hashem. Let's look at the Bir Halacha on the bottom of the page. Dibar Masla v'yesha kasvu, that it's only a rishus. Ratzaloma yesha kasvu, the rishus mishim deina ba mizman lezman. These are not things that come from time to time. And now he says it's similar to a new fruit. Now, I don't know, it's a little funny, because a new fruit does come, mizman lizman, right? It's seasonal, the new fruit, the summer season for the watermelon. So I don't know why he compares that exactly. And by the new fruit, that's going to be, that the Gemara says Mufurish is optional. The Sabra HaGemara Sham Du Rishus. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem Amabay, the new fruit, Shechiano, is optional. Ava Harbi Poskin Svilu Du Chova. But many say that it's a Chova. Ke Muchach Bedarkei Moshe Besov Simen Zeh. That's what comes out of the Darkei Moshe I just read you at the end of the Simen, where he says that those that say it's optional, but we should treat it like it's mandatory. V'taimam didavar shetikun chazal levarach mishum simcha salev. Something that chazal were masaking, to say shechiyanu, because you're happy, and you're zocha to a new car, a new house, a new suit. So chazal were masaking to say the bracha mishum simcha salev, lo shaycha bezman. It's not kashot to the zman. El kol emesh in his damin idea kniya simcha belibo, whenever he's happy about a new object that he has, Mevarech Lashem, he thanks Hashem, Al Sheziko Lovel Lashah Sheish Basimcha Zaleh, that he was Zocha to this new object that brings him a lot of Simcha. Okay, so bottom line is that those that the fruit, new fruit is optional. We'll learn more about it when we get to the official new fruit Sugya. And these other brachos that the person says by the birth of a baby, even though someone would say it's optional, it's the person should do it. It's an opportunity that Chazal gave us. It might be mandatory. Some say it's optional, but even the optional team, right? The Darkei Moshe said you should still say it, and it's an opportunity to thank Hashem for the brachos in our lives. Okay, Reish Chaf Gimel Beis. Okay, it's amazing. We learned earlier in the week, Reish Chaf Aleph. Reish Chaf Aleph was the bracha, what bracha to say when there's a drought and then it starts raining. And we kind of didn't go into it so much, and I kind of felt like, okay, if they tell, you know, it's kind of like we're all in the same boat. Like, if Klai Yisrael is supposed to make this bracha in Eretz Yisrael, so everyone's going to make it, and if not, not, and that's that. But there's some very, very important yesodos over there in Reish Chaf Aleph that play themselves out over here. Okay, let's see. Reish Chaf Gimel Beis. It's also based on the Gemara in the last parak of Brachas. There, the Gemara says, Meis Aviv Mevarech Dayan HaEmes. His father dies, he says a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Mishabura Sivkaton Ches. If there's another Adam Kosher, whatever that means, we're not going to get into now, but a person is very upset about the death of this Adam Kosher, he should also say a bracha of Dina Emes. The Mishnah says, if one hears bad news, he should say this bracha. However, miu, ha'olam nogin levarech below shem v'machos. The minig is that we hear someone passes away, God forbid, we just say Baruch Dayan Emes without Shem V'Malchus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ve'Eino Nachon. He doesn't think that that's necessarily the proper thing to do. Now he kind of tweaks what he's saying. V'Al Kol Ponim Al Talmud Chacham Shemeis Shetzarech Bevadei Lis Oni Nulis Ma'amer Azeh. There's a big Talmud Chacham who dies, where a person feels the pain and is obligated to feel the pain. So for sure, the minig is when one of the relatives that one sits shiva on, when a relative dies that a person sits shiva on, there the minig is to say Dayan Emes with the shame of Malchus. They usually do it at the burial, at the funeraler. In the beginning, the Mishmur seems to say a person should say it somewhat regularly. So Lamais, we don't say it regularly. But definitely, if a person loses a close friend, or a big rav is nifter, where the person mamish feels the pain, he should feel the pain, and he does feel the pain, so then a person should say the bracha of Dayan Emes in those cases as well. Okay, now the case gets a little bit interesting. His father is nifter. His father has a lot of money. And now the son is going to inherit a lot of money. So he's very sad about the ptira, the death of his father, and on that Chazal gave a bracha, Dina Emes. But at the same time, he's now coming into a lot of money, and Chazal gave a bracha for a person who comes into a lot of money. So now it depends. Based on the yisoid that we said, is he going to say Shechianu or Atov HaMeitiv? So if he does not have any brothers and he alone is the sole heir, he's the only one being Yoresh. So what bracha does a person say when he gets Hana'a and no one else gets the Hana'a with him? Shechianu. But if he has brothers and they're also going to be benefiting and they're also going to be, they're splitting the Yerusha, they're splitting the inheritance, then what bracha should he say? Hatov HaMeitiv. Okay, continues the Mechaber. Hayalo mamon sheyasho. The father had money, and now the son inherits the money. Im ein lo achim mevarech gam kein shechianu. He's going to say two brachos. He's going to say Dina Emes on the sad death of his father, but he's also going to say shechianu on the inheritance that he's going to get. Now here too, just like we discussed in Siv Vav, there his wife died, leaving him in childbirth, leaving him a boy. It's two brachos that we said. The Mishabura said to say first Dayan Emes and then Shechianu, because Dayan Emes is an obligatory bracha. Mishabura Siv Katan Tes here says as follows: Gamkein Shein Lo Achim Mevar Gamkein Shechianu. Haynu Mitzchila. He's going to say Dayan Emes on the death of his father. Kanab Ozval. And then he's going to say Shechianu on his inheritance. Now, there's a discussion. It's interesting, I never thought of this, but at the time that a person says a bracha of Dayana Emes on the relative, he's an onain. He's pata from brachos. An onain, if someone's relative dies before the kvura, he's pata from brachos. He eats without a bracha, no bracha rishona, no bracha achrona, no tefillin, no davening, right? So here he's saying the bracha of Zayin Emes is being said at, when he's in the onan state, but he's not chayev in brachos. It's interesting. This bracha, kanira, is an exception. It's made on the very sad news of the ptira. The question is, what about the bracha he's saying on the inheritance? Should he also say that in a state of aninus, which normally is pater from brachos, or, now, the bracha of Dina Emes, he should say when it's the saddest. The Shechianu, if he just inherited $1 million, $1 million are going to be there in a week also. So maybe he shouldn't say that bracha as an onen. He should wait after the kavura. At least then he's chayav in brachos. Maybe he should wait after the shiva. There it says. So in Deir Shu they point out from the Gesher Achayim that he should not say Shechianu Atov HaMeitiv, because he's an onan. However, they bring down from Rishon Mazalman that just like he says Dayana Emes on the very sad news of the ptira of his father, kach tzarich b'oto azman. At the same time, he has to remember the good in what's happened. Then he says lamaisa. Most people do not make this bracha. Most people do not make a bracha on the inheritance when their father has passed away. Now the Mishabura explains the bracha. It sounds like a very insensitive bracha. His father dies and he's saying Shechianu because his father left him money.
But what happens if he has a house rented and his father doesn't have money, so he says
a Only if his father is leaving him with a Yerusha with a lot of money.
Do you have some question about when to say it?
So when to say it is a machlokas. Shlomo Zalman says not to say it as an onin. The Gesher Chaim, which is a famous book on Avela, says, I'm sorry, the opposite. Gesher Chaim says not to say it as an onin, and Shlomo Zalman says yes to say it as an onin, because it's relevant to what's going on right now. Now, the Mishabura addresses the insensitive part of this halacha. Hopefully, the son would rather have his father and not have his father's money. He would rather his father not die. So why is it saying Shechianu? It's not like it doesn't belong. Mikomakum. I'm in the Mishabura Sifkatan test. Reish Chav Gimel test. Mikomakum. Yachal Levarach Shechianu. The Ein Bracha Zutzulia B'Simcha. Says the Bracha is not on the Simcha. He's happy that he just got his father's Yerusha. That's not the Pshat in the Bracha. Elabadavar Shemagielo To'elis Mimenu. The Shechianu is, I now have stuff, I have property that I did not have until now. I'm not saying, he doesn't have to be happy that he has it. He's not happy that he has it. He preferred not to have it, and he prefers to have his father back. But he doesn't have a father, and he now has stuff that he will benefit from in the future. And therefore, the Shechianu is not on a state of simcha, but on a state of he now inherited stuff that he is going to use. Even though it's mixed in with a lot of pain. And the Dershah brings down, well, God forbid someone has a wealthy son, a single wealthy son, and the father inherits the son. So there they say that the tragedy is so enormous that that overrides, that's a machlokes, he brings down two opinions, but there's an opinion that says that's not normal. It's not normal, it happens, Lolena, but it's not normal to bury a child, and therefore that overrides the financial, physical, material benefit that he has with the Yerusha. Okay, again, the Rishon Zalman says not so common to say the bracha on the Yerusha at all. But Lemaisa, it's on the Gemara. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so if he has no brothers, he's going to say Shechianu. Because he's the only one benefiting. Mishabura, look at the Bir Alocha, Dibur Maschil. Ein lo achim, mevarach gamkin shechianu. Ayin b'moru ksiyah shekosav demayri she'ein lo isha obanum. Must be, he has no brothers and no wife and no kids. Halav achim, because if he has a wife and kids, instead of saying shechianu, he should say atov me'ameitiv. Because atov me'ameitiv is a bracha when he is getting something that is going to benefit not just him, but others as well. If he has a wife and kids, they're also going to benefit from their inheritance. Now this is a discussion back in Reish Chaf Aleph Aleph. We said over there, if a person has a field, if he has no partners in the field, then he says a brach of Shechianu. What if he has a wife and kids? So the Mishabur over there, Paskins, if he has a wife and kids, he doesn't say Shechianu, he says a Tov HaMeter. The Magen Avram disagrees. The Mishabura there passes against the Magen Avram. Here, for some reason, which I don't understand, the Mishabura, the Bir Alocha, sounds like he is going with the Magen Avram. According to the Magen Avram over there, that the wife and kids don't count, I feel Yeshu Yishabanam Nami, Inam Abarakim Shechianu, Vlad Tavametiv. He's only going to say Shechianu, and not a Tavametiv. They're Inam Chelik Bazek, because they don't really have a portion in the Yerusha. It's true, he'll share, he'll be generous, he'll take everyone out for dinner, he'll buy a new car, everyone will, but right now, the money is his, it's not theirs. Vishem Eloitim Mamonzeh, maybe he won't use that money, maybe he's going to invest it in who knows what. Maybe he's not going to give them it at all. Right now, it doesn't belong to them at all. Unless the inheritance involves Kalim B'Yerusha. He inherits a car that they're all going to use. They inherit a couch, an apartment they're all going to use. A summer home. If he inherits something tangible they're all going to use right away, so that's a Tov HaMeitiv. If it's money, so that's a machlokes, because it's not their money, and he might not share. I don't know why the Bir Alocha here seems to lean towards the Magen Avraham, and over there, I didn't spend enough time on it, but over there he paskins against the Magen Avraham. Okay, I'm not sure. So if there's no brother Shechianu, and then there's a Shaila, if his kid counts, his wife counts, to turn the Shechianu into a Tov Meitiv. But if he does have brothers, Im Yesh Lo Achim, continues the Shulchan Aruch, upstairs, Reish Chav Gimel Beis, B'mkom Shechianu, instead of saying a Shechianu, Mavarech HaTov HaMeitiv, he can't say HaTov HaMeitiv. There is an opinion, the Smak seems to say, that a person says two brachos. Shechianu and a Tova Meitiv. Shechianu on his good, Tova Meitiv on the good of others. But we don't pass him like that. It's either Shechianu or a Tova Meitiv. If he is alone in the benefit, in the Hana, Shechianu. If he has partners, it's a Tova Meitiv. So the Miyesh Lachim, B'makum Shechianu, Mavarach a Tova Meitiv. Haga, Hodan, Rama says, She'im Mavarach a Tova Meitiv. Elam Gein Yesh Lashutfus, Ba'os a Tova. So if he's an only child, there's no Shutfus in the Yerusha. And therefore, he says Shechianu. If he has brothers, and they're all going to be Nana, even though Aaron David pointed out over Yontif, each one's going to get less. Okay, but if it's so little that it's not even, you know, every time a person gets $100, he obviously doesn't say a Shechianu or a Tova Meitiv. It has to be a significant amount of money. So if it's still a significant amount of money, and his brothers also, they're each getting a significant amount of money, so he's going to say a Tova Meitiv. No questions, we got to finish up. So here, look at the Bir Halacha, Divar Maaskel, V'Miyesh Lo Achim. This also relates to the rain sugya. Let's go back to the rain sugya. In the rain sugya, we said, if he has his own field, he says Shechianu. It rains after a drought. Reish Chaf Aleph. And if he has a partner, he has a shutaf, a partner, he's going to say Atova Meitiv. So that's what some Rishonim say. It's a big balagan, what's the girsa in the Gemara, different girsos. And others say, no, why does he need a partner? If it's raining in his field, it's raining on the next door neighbor's field also. It's raining on that field, raining on that field, raining on that field, raining on that field. So there's a lot of people enjoying the Tov. So it should be Atova Meitiv. So there's a fundamental machlokas Rishonim over here. What does it mean that they are all benefiting from the Tov? Are they all benefiting? Do they all have to benefit from the same Tov? They mamish have to be partners in this specific field, which is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Riff and the Rambam. Or no, Rashi and the Rosh say, no, as long as everyone's benefiting, even though I'm benefiting from my field, you're benefiting from your field, he's benefiting from his field. So that's a shaili here with the Yerusha. So if we go back over there to Reish Chaf Aleph, so that's a big machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you need to have a shutaf in the field. What if he doesn't have a shutaf in the field, but he has a wife and kids? Oh, that's the answer to the kasha I asked before, I think. Why he pays attention to the wife and kids over there and not over here? Okay, now I got it. The question I asked before is, wife and kids don't count by the Yerusha, does count by the rain. Why should wife and kids count by the rain and not count over here? Okay, good. I missed something. Okay. So that's, if you look at Reish Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Dalet on the Mishnah Berurah, and then there's a Sharatin Ois Beis. Over there he says, the wife and kids count by the rain. Even if I have the field by my, Shulchan Aruch says you need a shutaf in the field. What if I don't have a shutaf in my field, but I have a wife and kids? That's enough to say Atova Meitiv. Why is that enough? But it's not enough to say Atova Meitiv by the Yerusha. Why is that enough to say Atova Meitiv? Because the Shara Tzion goes on to explain, and according to many Rishonim, you don't need a shutaf at all in the field. Because the next, my neighbor is also benefiting. The neighbor here, the neighbor there, the neighbor there, the neighbor there, all the neighbors are benefiting. The whole community is benefiting because everyone has their own field. Oh, so we don't paskin like that. It's true we don't paskin like that. But when he also has a wife and kids, so he doesn't have a partner in this specific field, but he has a wife and kids. So many say, you don't even need a wife and kids, he has a neighbor. Oh, we don't pass. The neighbor's not good enough. But if he has a wife and kids, so we're going to be Mekah on saying Atova Meitiv. Because according to Rabbi Rishon, even without a wife and kids, he could say Atova Meitiv because of the neighbor. We pass the neighbor's not good enough. But when you have a combination, a tziruf, a combination of A, he has a neighbor, and B, he has a wife and kids, you put the two together. That's explained in Reish Chaf Aleph, Sharatin Ois Beis. So then the wife and kids are enough to enable him to say Hatov HaMeitiv. Because even without the wife and kids, many Rishonim, Rashi and the Rosh and many others say that he can say Hatov HaMeitiv because everyone's benefiting from the rain because they all have their own fields. Mashenkin over here, the wife and kids, wife and kids alone, the Mishnah Berurah is going to hold, is not enough. He needs more than just wife and kids. He needs to have shutfim. He needs to have brothers. Now, what if the father, before he died, told he had three summer homes? He had three homes. One in New York, one in Israel, one in Florida. He had three homes. Reuven gets this one. Shimon, that one. Levi, that one. The father gives it out before his death. He tells them what they're going to get after he dies. So here, it's similar to the neighbor. They're not all, usually, when a parent, when a father dies, they all own a piece of everything. So they're all partners in everything, and then they go split it up. Here, each one has his own piece of land, his own house. Father gave each one his own house before he died. Whatever, he did it in a way that, whatever, when he dies, this is what everyone's going to get. Okay. How halachic, we're almost done. How halachic Yerusha works. How to basically circumvent Hilchas Yerushas to write a will to give kids what they want. Whatever. Anyway, so here the Bir Halacha says, Divar Masl, Miyeshto Achim, it's the same rush. The rush over there by the rain says neighbors count. You know how I know that neighbors count by rain? Because when it comes to an inheritance, all the brothers count. And it doesn't specify what the situation is. So even if the father already designated individual pieces of land and money for each kid, and they're not shutafim together in any one object, that's enough for them to say atov ha'meitiv. So who did it? It's enough to say atov ha'meitiv on the rain, even though I have no shutaf in the field. Because he has his own field. Just like each brother is inheriting his own field. And that's enough to say atov ha'meitiv. So that's what he says over here. Hainu, afilik v'achilek aviv nechosov alpiv, even if the father already gave out the property on his own, v'yeshikol ach sadeh b'fnei atzmon, each one's getting his own field. And therefore they're not shutafim, they're not partners in any one field. Afilu hochi halo ha'idei ha'yerusha, through the inheritance hutav l'kulam, they all benefited. And therefore shayach birkas atov ha'meitiv, kein kosov ha'rosh. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chaf Aleph says he needs a partner in the field. He doesn't paskin like the Rosh. So why over here the Mishnah Berurah is telling you the Bir Halacha is paskin like the Rosh? The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like that Rosh. So he tells us, V'ayim b'prim agadim b'simin Reish Chaf Aleph d'gam ha'machaber modeh lazeh. So even though by rain we don't paskin like the Rosh, by Yerusha there still is room to paskin like the Rosh. And that is for the following two reasons, the Prima Gadim says. When it comes to the rain, usually if it rains in my field, it's going to rain on the next to the neighbor's field. But it doesn't have to be like that. There is one point where it's raining here and not raining there. We don't usually see it. Usually it's raining, it's raining. But obviously, it's not raining in the whole wide world. There is some place where it's not raining. And therefore, it is possible for it to be raining in my field and not to be raining in your field. And therefore, we have to have it's not enough to have a neighbor. We have to be partners within the field, says the Shulchan Aruch. But over here, each brother gets a piece of the Yerusha. Everyone gets the Yerusha. It just happens to be that it was split up retroactively, whatever, beforehand. Also, usually Yerusha doesn't work like that. Usually, halachically, usually, the Yerusha goes to all the brothers, they all shoot up in together, and then they split it up. So the fact that in a weird, unusual case, they could split it up, the father split it up before his death, that's unusual, that's out of the ordinary, and we have kind of a low plug, meaning it could be that this is an exception to the rule. And maybe really there shouldn't be a bracha over here, just like there's no bracha by the rain case, by the neighbor. But because usually Yerusha is together, we don't differentiate this kind of Yerusha, that kind of Yerusha, this Yerusha, there's more than one brother, more than one son, boom. It's enough to say Atov HaMeitiv. Even though we don't paskin like the Rosh over there, there's room to say over here that we will paskin like the Rosh. That the Shulchan Aruch will agree over here, even though he does not paskin like the Rosh over there. By the rain, he says you need a partner within the field. And by Yerusha, he does not specify. And there's room to say, even if it's this kind of Yerusha, where each one gets his own specific thing, and it's spelled out in advance, that's still enough for each of them to say, Hatov HaMeitiv.